From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello. Hi, everybody. We have four brilliant contestants. They're backstage right now trying to remember when Cinco de Mayo is. And soon they'll be playing our nerdy fun games, and one of them will be our big winner. We have two guests on the show. We have DeWanda Wise. And we have Taye Diggs. It's pretty amazing. DeWanda Wise, she stars in the Netflix series, which is based on Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It. DeWanda Wise actually got into acting because she got in trouble in high school, and a high school teacher offered her either detention or to audition for The Music Man. Seriously, how lame are your extracurricular activities if they are used as punishment? Right, it's like you have to clean the toilet or edit the literary magazine. We're going to confiscate your iPhone or you have to lay out the yearbook, you know?
That's how I ended up on this show.
Yeah, that was... This is your parole?
It was this or jail, yeah.
Also on our show, we have Taye Diggs. Yes. Taye Diggs made his film debut in How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And I don't know if you remember this, but right after that, they had to quarantine Taye because a lot of women got their grooves back. And it was dangerous.
Yeah,
it was dangerous.
Yeah.
It was rough on him. Hey, this weekend is Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Yes. Celebrates the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire on May 5th, 1862. General Ignacio Zaragoza delivered his famous quote, "We gave our lives so one day Jessica from Scarsdale can don a sombrero and drink a margarita at noon." Don't you remember his famous other quote? "For Jessica," he said, as he led his troops into battle.
It worked. He did it. He did it.
He did it. All right, everybody, let's play some games. Our first game combines famous thinkers and roast comedy, like Sigmund Freud, who invented the yo mama joke. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Julia Kaplan, you work in business development at a podcasting company. Okay, so everyone, of course, is trying to figure out what's the next greatest podcast, what is needed in the podcast world.
Yes.
As someone who works in business development, what's the answer to that?
So I think actually what's really needed in the podcast world is like some trashy reality TV style podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like... Podcasts are like very cerebral, very like academic in some ways, but like people are really missing out on just that guilty pleasure podcast.
Sure. You want to ruin podcasts
is what
you're saying.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, Julia, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Chris Sear. You're a stand-up comic and writer. Chris, you proposed your wife in an Olive Garden parking lot.
I did.
Did she say yes?
I mean, she's my wife.
Okay.
I mean, it worked.
I mean, it could have been...
I don't recommend this course of action, but it worked for me.
Yeah. Did she think it was romantic?
No, I mean, at the time, she didn't tell me it wasn't romantic, but over the last 20 years, she's implied it.
All right, Chris, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Julia and Chris, whoever has more points after two games will go on to our final round. Our show is 7 years old, so our first game is about childish insults a seven-year-old might make. It's called Sick Burns from Big Brains. We'll imagine what it would sound like if famous highbrow thinkers delivered lowbrow digs. So ring in and identify the person. Here we go. In 17th century physics, who said, "Your mama's so fat, when she saw an apple fall, she ate it," instead of formulating the law of gravity? Chris.
Sir Isaac Newton.
That is correct.
In anthropology, who said, "You're so hairy, I accidentally studied you when I dedicated my life to learning about chimpanzees"? Julia.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, that's right. It's a sick burn from Jane Goodall.
And not to devalue her work, but she looks amazing at 85 years old.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, not talking to humans pays off.
In cartography, who said, "Your face is so distorted it reminds me of the northern and southern landmasses in my 1569 projection of the world map"? Julia.
Who is Descartes?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry, Chris, do you know the answer?
Who is Mercator?
Mercator. Gerardus Mercator, that's right. The famous Mercator projection.
I don't know how this turned into Jeopardy.
Oh, I was going to let it pass. It happens all the time, Chris. Don't feel bad.
It is. It's because we're doing a name and because it's the only thing you guys watch.
I'm just practicing.
It's fine.
I'm going there next.
You're going there next. In 20th century physics, who said, "You're so nasty that I helped create the first digital computers at NASA so humanity could finally get away from you"? This work earned me a Presidential Medal of Freedom and a movie called Hidden Figures. Julia.
Who is Katherine Johnson?
I'm going to have to deduct your daily bonus.
Sorry.
Not even using the right terminology.
Daily double, I think it's called.
Daily double, see?
That's how much we don't care about Jeopardy.
That's
we
right.
don't even know the terminology. Or we've never even watched the show.
I had to stop watching it because everyone kept calling me Ophira Trebek. Katherine Johnson is correct.
In literature, who said, "You're so ugly that I named my 1958 novel after how I felt when I saw you"? And the novel is called Things Fall Apart. Julia.
Who is Chinua Achebe? Sorry, Chinua Achebe.
That is correct, Julia, yes. I know, now it's just ingrained now. We can't get out of it now.
It's a loop.
This is your last clue. In political science, who said, "You're so immoral, you're unconstitutional"? That's why I became the woman most recently appointed to the Supreme Court in 2010. Julia.
Alana Kagan.
That is correct. Yeah. Julia is in the lead. Great game.